What up, boys? Daily here, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Tactics Podcast. Sorry if you're a video viewer. I'm still in Florida, so my setup is a little bit janky, but I wanted to bring you guys some news that I found out about this week from LEGO Insider News on Instagram. It's pretty cool news, actually. I think this is going to be a set a lot of people are really going to like. It's from The Mandalorian. It is the first look at the new LEGO Star Wars 75361 Bo-Katan versus Cyborg Alien set. The set will be released in August, and it consists of 526 pieces and is priced at $44.99. Now, this set, it's a little bit expensive. I will say $44.99. Is kind of a lot. I would have preferred this being at like $35 to $40. $45 just seems kind of steep, but LEGO prices are going up anyway, so yeah. I mean, like, that micro fighter set of the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda is $16, which is stupid. That is disgusting LEGO news. $16 for a tiny, tiny Naboo starfighter micro fighter. Plus the Mandalorian, although the Mandalorian does have the new helmet in that, and that's pretty cool. But $16 for that, and a Baby Yoda? It's like they added on the Baby Yoda, and that's automatically worth $6 more for a micro fighter set? That's just goofy. That is goofy. I think everyone in the LEGO community can agree. $16 for that set is stupid. That $4 more and you get yourself a LEGO 501st battle pack with 4 minifigures and a build for $4 more. Let that sink in. That's stupid. That is stupid. So beyond that, this set is actually pretty great. This Cyborg Alien set, it looks really cool. It's a super unique set. Not something we see a lot from like Star Wars, these kinds of weird mechanical sets and stuff like that. So it's pretty sick to see, I have to say. I think that this set is going to be one of the most unique LEGO sets we ever get. Really unique vehicle, and some pretty awesome custom figures in there too. We got Bo-Katan, of course, who looks really good. That is a really solid Bo-Katan figure. I think Bo-Katan figures are going to go up a lot in value, especially because I think that Star Wars is not done with Bo-Katan. You know, I think that they're gonna be bringing this character back a lot. So, therefore, I think Bo-Katan figures are going to be a worthwhile investment for a lot of LEGO investors. On top of that, you get a little Baby Yoda. You get Baby Yoda in everything, though. So, like, any Mandalorian set, you get the Mandalorian and you get Baby Yoda. So, Baby Yoda, really not worth anything crazy anymore. I mean, he's cute, he's a little dude, but you really only need one of him for your collection, and you've probably gotten him from a dozen other sets at this point. So, nothing that cool there, I will say. But then you get the Mandalorian, and this is pretty big. So, first of all, there's a brand new Darksaber mold for the Mandalorian, which looks pretty cool. I mean, it's not the greatest. I've seen a lot better Darksaber molds. From custom, you know, LEGO shops like Clone Army Customs, Brick Arms, etc., etc. I actually don't know which of those I liked the Darksaber from, but either way, a ton of different shops have been releasing the Darksaber with their own molds, and they look amazing. Before this, when Moff Gideon had the Darksaber in that one LEGO set, it was just a black, like, saber tube thing that you'd put in a lightsaber. Like, you know how they have the translucent purple ones for Mace Windu in his lightsaber holder. Yeah, it was just a matte black one of those, which is really stupid. Really stupid that such an iconic lightsaber from The Mandalorian ended up being so lackluster. They're finally righting that by making its own custom mold, but it still looks pretty bad. It could have done so much better. They really could have done so much better. So that's pretty disappointing. But the Mandalorian also has that new helmet design that's going to be in the microfighter as well. So a lot of people were worried that they're going to have to buy the entire microfighter just to get the Mandalorian minifigure with the custom helmet. But now that we've got this set, you can buy this, you can get yourself Bo-Katan, you can get the build, and you get the new helmet and the new Darksaber. So I think that will make this set a lot more worthwhile. Especially if we don't really get many more Darksaber instances. Like, if this is the only instance we ever get of the Darksaber, I doubt that happens. I'm sure they're going to come out with another set with the Darksaber. But if this is the one instance where you get a Darksaber in a set, then this set could skyrocket in value in the future. Again, I really highly doubt that, but right now the Darksaber is only in this set. It's not in the Microfighter, so it's going to be worthwhile. You know? The Mandalorian helmet, though, it is not available in any other set but this and the Microfighter, but I have a feeling that this will just be the new mold that they use from now on, so we'll be seeing a lot more of this Mandalorian helmet. So yeah, the build itself does look pretty cool. I think it looks sick, but it's got a lot of those Technic blocks on it. I really hate building with those, and I think a lot of people do as well. So I don't think it'll be a very fun build to build. So I mean, we'll find out. Maybe I'm wrong. And some people do like building with those Technic blocks, so there's that. But to me, it just looks not like a fun build. I do like on the back, though, that it's got the shooters, the little green Venom shooter things. That looks sick. I think this is a great set. Really, really solid set. We do have a few other LEGO pieces of news. You know, we had the LEGO Indiana Jones sets that have now been like fully revealed. Even a few have ended up on shelves, which is cool, but we kind of talked about those earlier. I think those are a big win. I think they look really, really cool. There's also a Star Wars rumor here. This is again from Insider Bricks, great Instagram account. Go check it out. Jabba's throne room will not be released in May, and it probably won't come out this year at all. However, there's a very small chance that it will be released next year under set number 75357 or another set or under another set number. There's only 75357 left between 75356 and 75358, but now it's just a placeholder without any information. So this Jabba's throne room has been going on for a while here. Some people have said it would come out very, very soon, then it got delayed, then some people were saying it wasn't coming out at all and it was a completely scrapped set, and now apparently it might come out next year. I don't know. They're messing around with this one a lot, so I really don't know. On top of that, we have ourselves like a nice little Easter bunny, 40587 Easter basket bunny, which is going to be a freebie that you get for if you spend $70 on the Lego store. It's kind of nice. I like that. And then the other big thing I wanted to talk about was going to be, number one, Lego times Epic Games collaboration should be revealed in the coming weeks. According to leaks/datamines, the Fortnite game itself will be added in a creative 2.0 map where there will be Lego bricks, including a whole brick database for Unreal Engine. We don't know what Lego is preparing, but it's definitely not a wave of sets or a Fortnite theme. That's pretty cool. I think that's going to be cool for people who like Fortnite. I'm not super into it or anything like that, but hey, it should be pretty sick nonetheless. And I'm curious as to what LEGO is going to do with that, but that was pretty interesting. And the final thing is we have some more Mario sets. So we have a new LEGO Super Mario Dry Bowser Castle Battle expansion set, which looks really sick. I think it looks dope. We also got the allusion to a Donkey Kong build coming out, just a very large, kind of like what they did with Bowser, but a very large build of a Donkey Kong. Looks kind of sick. And of course the Mario movie's coming out soon, so we might get some more announcements based on that. I think could be kind of cool. I'm pretty excited, and a lot of people were really expecting Mario minifigures. That's something we still have not gotten, and we didn't get it. A lot of people thought Mario Day, March 10th, we were going to be seeing some Mario minifigures, something like that. It didn't happen. I don't know why they're so adverse to this. They just really don't want to do minifigures in Mario. It's weird to me, but yeah, they're still adverse to that apparently. So yeah, those are pretty much all of the leaks and news and stuff like that I have for you guys. Hopefully soon I'll have my usual setup back, which is a little better, but hey, you get to enjoy some nice palm trees and stuff like that in the background, so it's all good. Either way, guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed. Please be sure to hit that like button, subscribe if you haven't already, and comment down below. I'll see y'all in the next one. Peace.